From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday opened a two-day nuclear security summit in Washington. Delegations from 50 countries are attending. Mr. Obama says that in the wake of attacks in places, including Brussels, there is an urgency around the nuclear issue as well as the issue of terrorism generally. Earlier Thursday, the president held a series of meetings with leaders. Some world leaders who attended a White House summit dinner Thursday were from countries that have experienced terrorist attacks. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attacks in Paris can be extradited to France. The French justice minister says he expects Salah Abdeslam to be sent to Paris within 10 days. The suspect's lawyer says his client agrees to be extradited. A car bomb attack Thursday in Turkey has left 6 police officers dead and at least 23 people wounded. The blast took place in the Kurdish-majority city of Diyarbakir on Thursday. According to Turkish media, the bomb exploded while a police vehicle passed by the city's main bus terminal. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. A spokeswoman for the presidential campaign of businessman Donald Trump told a CNN interviewer Thursday that the candidate misspoke when he suggested some form of punishment for women who have abortions. Trump challengers for the presidential nomination, Ohio Governor John Kasich and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, have criticized the remarks. Trump has surged to the top of the once large Republican presidential field. He faces a tough primary election Tuesday in the state of Wisconsin. This is VOA News.